advisement?
A little bit before the draft. I think it was Friday we had a meeting, and I think you didn't give me the for sure I'm going to get drafted there, but I had a really good feeling.
Tell us a little bit more about your season in Halifax and winning the Memorial Cup and just overall experience.
Well, obviously it was great to win the Memorial Cup with our team we had. I think we weren't really expecting that much of a year like that. We knew we were good, but I think finishing off the Memorial Cup was really great.
You know, last year, Martin Fritz was here and spoke probably more about you guys, you and Ken, than what he did himself. Can you just talk about him and what he's meant to the three of you?
Obviously, you know, a lot of people talk about me and Nathan, but a lot of people forget our line mate all year. You know, Marty Ferguson, that 4 year, those guys, and nothing else. And Marty could score probably on every pass we give him, and he got a bomb on shot, so it was probably the best player we could have had.
How exciting is it to have all three of you guys as first rounders?
It's obviously great. You know, Halifax knows how to do well players, and can show a lot of young prospects who want to go there, and I think, you gotta give a lot of credit to Moosehead.
I know you trained with how's it
going to
help you know a guy, obviously?
Yeah, for sure, honestly. It's easier to go in the room and see the guys. I know Alec, you know, he's great in the summer, and I think it's going to be great to came there in Temple.
What's it going
to be like? Oh, obviously, yes. That's not a bad fit at all. Like I said, it's a great player, same with Steven, and honestly, I'm just really old, really got the best.
Were you much of a Steve Eisman fan growing up?
Obviously, the two teams are Colorado and Detroit, so that rivalry is pretty fun to watch. I think Sack if we're going at it, and I think Steve's a great player, and he's done a lot of good stuff.
When you met with Steve on Friday, was there any indication?
No indication saying I was the pick. But like I said, I had a really good feeling about the meeting.
What
went
through your mind when you heard Steve say your name?
Boss. Just look at my dad and stuff, and you know, giving your hug to your family and thinking about that stuff is really great. You know, they put a lot of work into it. It's not only me, and I dedicate a lot to them.
What are you most looking forward to about getting to Tampa Bay?
Pardon me?
What are you most looking forward to about getting?
Obviously, meeting the players, meeting the team, and you know what, looking at the rink you're gonna play and stuff like that. So it's gonna be great when I go there.
Tom, last year there wasn't a single player who you picked in the first round. For you to go third, and just generally the quality of the Quebec players in particular.
Yeah.
Just speak to that a little bit of the improvement over
the
one year.
Obviously, last year was maybe not the best Q draft, but like the year before, Hubert Ogle went third and stuff like that. Same this year. The Q's a really good league. You know, I've been performing like 3 years in a row in my World Cup, so I think the other leagues have started taking it seriously a little bit more, and it's really good league. C'est sûr, c'est une belle honneur. Tu es le premier Québécois de ton âge d'être sélectionné. Puis je pense que tu m'as mentionné longtemps sur le. Ouais, mais moi c'est ça mon but, je pense que c'est leur décision de voir si je suis capable, mais moi je m'en vais pas là pour abonner Junior.
We jumped in late. Can you just articulate your thoughts and emotions today as you're selected?
Obviously it was great sitting there and waiting, and when Steve said my name, it's probably the best feeling. You know, I was nervous sitting there, and obviously I was really glad when they said my name, you know, like my dad, my mom and my brother. So it was probably the best feeling I've ever had.
What's it like being drafted by a guy like Steve Eisman?
It doesn't happen every day. You know, Steve's been a great player, won gold medals and stuff and cups, so I think it was a really great honor for him to name my name.
What are your expectations in terms of next year? Are you hoping to be on the NHL ice and contributing?
Yeah, for sure. That's my goal. You know, I want to play in the NHL next year, and I'll try to do my best to stay there.
For the fans in Tampa who haven't seen your game, you know, everybody's talked about, you know, the scouts before the draft, but in your words, what kind of game are you going to bring to the ice?
Well, I'm a playmaker. I'm my biggest asset is probably my vision. I see a lot of things that people maybe really don't see, and I think I'm a character guy. I'm not only a little skilled for it. I like to go in the corners and finish my checks a little bit.
Jonathan, congratulations. Obviously, today is kind of the culmination of a very long process, your entire year, then the combine in here. As you kind of immediately reflect on what's taken place, how do you feel, and what do you think you're going to take away from this?
Obviously, I feel great. I remember, like I said, I remember this day for a long time, and Tampa is a team I wanted to go to. I think I'm really glad that they choose me.
Yeah, there's a lot of skill there. How do you feel you'll fit in with players like Stamkos and San Luis?
Obviously, there's a lot of skill there, and obviously I'm a skilled player, and I'll try to fit in. You know, they have experience, and they're really good, so we'll see what happens.
Congratulations.
Thank you.